Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis. Bob Christopher will be joining us from Israel in just a few moments. Today on the broadcast, we will not be taking your calls because it is a bittersweet day at Basic Gospel for this reason. Many long-term Basic Gospel listeners remember with great fondness the first voice they heard when they called the ministry, that wonderful lady who answered the phone for years at Basic Gospel. Today we pause to pay tribute and to honor her, a great lady, a sister in Christ and friend, our Jeannie Thompson. In the moments after midnight Sunday morning, Jeannie passed from this life and was welcomed into the waiting arms of Jesus, and without a doubt she heard those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Jeannie was 34 when she received the life of Jesus at the kitchen table of a dear friend. In Jeannie's own words, "At that very moment, the Spirit of Jesus began living in me. And although I sometimes veer from His perfect direction, what a wonderful journey it has been." Jeannie enjoyed writing for and working with children's ministries. Two of her most treasured opportunities occurred in the 1990s when Gerbert, the lovable puppet with a Christian message, was entertaining children on TV and in live audiences. And who better to be cast as Gerbert's Aunt Jeannie than Jeannie Thompson? Jeannie had written more than 100 five-minute episodes, which she and Gerbert enacted and recorded, a different story for each day played electronically when children dialed a special phone number. Soon after her husband's death, Jeannie moved to Carrollton, Texas, where she attended Bent Tree Bible Fellowship and enjoyed working with their highly acclaimed puppet ministry. In the year 2000, God set Jeannie on a different course, becoming the beloved receptionist for this ministry. In fact, Jeannie served two times on the ministry staff. Several months after her first retirement, Jeannie decided that, after all, she needed something to do. So she applied to work as a greeter at Walmart. Now, no one would argue that she would not have been an excellent Walmart greeter, but upon hearing of this plan, Bob Christopher was having none of that. Instead, Bob insisted that she come back to Basic Gospel, and she did, where she worked until her second retirement in November of 2014. Even then, she continued for some time to serve as a volunteer at Basic Gospel. In her final years, Jeannie especially enjoyed the time spent with her children, Pam and Doug, Mary and Rick, her grandchildren, Stacy and Heather, John and Chris, and Courtney and Ashley, and her great-grandchildren, Leia, Braden, Ian and Allison, Kylie and Aaliyah, and Kaysen. Well into her 80s, Jeannie never tired of writing to minister into the lives of children. While at Basic Gospel, Jeannie wrote, "And God said, let there be donkeys, and the wonder of God and His creation." Jeannie was a light to everyone who met her, knew her, or worked with her, especially to those of us on the staff at Basic Gospel. As a staff, we give thanks to Jesus Christ for the honor and the pleasure of knowing and serving with Jeannie Thompson. Jeannie knew that joy and contentment in life come only through a relationship with Jesus, Christ in you, the hope of glory, which she is now experiencing in glorious abundance in the eternal presence of her God and Savior. Jeannie Thompson, September 8, 1933 to June 2, 2019. Jeannie is gone from us, but her light continues to shine in our hearts. Friends, if you would like to reach out to the Thompson family, Richard has that information as to how to do that.
Okay. If you would like to send email condolences or well wishes or thank you notes, just send that to bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net. If you'd like to send a card or letter, send it to Thompson family, care of Basic Gospel, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. That's Thompson family, care of Basic Gospel, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057.
Thank you, Richard. And as I said, as we started the broadcast, it is a bittersweet day. And I know Bob Christopher feels that same way, calling from Israel. Bob, are you there?
Well, I am here, and Bob, thank you so much for that great tribute, and we will all miss Jeannie Thompson. She was a special person in all of our lives, and we were able to see her just a couple of weeks ago as she came to join us on our Wednesday noontime Bible study, and that was just a thrill to see her and see her beautiful smile. And I always think of Jeannie, or when I do think of Jeannie, I just think of the word joy. She was the most joyful person you would ever meet. She was so kind, just full of the joy of the Lord, of the Lord. And it was wonderful to work with her and to have her be, for many people, the first impression for Basic Gospel.
Yes.
And that was quite a first impression.
Absolutely. Best foot forward.
Yeah. So we're glad she is with Jesus, absent from the body, present with the Lord. That's the great hope. I know she wasn't afraid of dying. She knew where she was going. And we rejoice with her. Like you said, it is bittersweet. We're going to miss seeing her smile and hearing that sweet voice of hers. But we know where she is, and we know that we will see her again someday soon.
Without question. You know, Jeannie was a fun lover. I mean, she just enjoyed life. She enjoyed interacting with us. And I'm going to tell a little secret on her here that that I thought was kind of funny. In her earlier life, Jeannie was a smoker. She used to smoke cigarettes. And so through the years, after she had shared that with me, I would tease her and say, hey, you have not been out behind that barn smoking those cigarettes, have you? And she would just laugh, and she thought that was the funniest thing, and so did I. So we loved interacting with Jeannie.
Yes, we did. Well, you know, she came to the ministry and was doing some work for us, and our receptionist at that time decided to move on to another job or something, and so I asked Jeannie just to serve in that role. And 2 weeks into it, she said, "How's your search for the new receptionist?" And I said, "Oh, it's coming along real fine." And about a month later, she said, "Are you searching for a new receptionist?" And I said, "Well, Jeannie, I think I have one, and it's you. And I think you're just tailor made for this job."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Well, I don't know. You just keep searching." And I never searched today. Yeah. Like, Jeannie, you're it. And she finally said, "Hey, I think I really like this job." And boy, she sure did, and was just fantastic at it. And as I said, so many people just fell in love with her. And when they think of Basic Gospel, they think of Jeannie Thompson often. So
yes,
that's a great compliment to her and the great work that she did.
Without question. And Bob, for those, the many that did know her by the phone or in person, however they might have known Jeannie, they might want to visit a special website that's been put up. It is basicgospel.net/Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E, basicgospel.net/Jeannie. And that is net, not com, right?
Correct.
Basicgospel.net/Jeannie, and you'll see a very special tribute page for our Jeannie.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we have done that, and like I said, you'll see her beautiful smile and get to learn a little bit more about her life. So definitely take advantage of this wonderful website that her own Greg put together, and I think it's going to be meaningful to our listeners.
And for our listeners in the local area who might want to attend her memorial service, I don't have that information just yet, but I'm sure as soon as that it is available, it'll be available at that particular website, basicgospel.net/Jeannie.
Yes, we will be having a meeting with the family later this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, friends, it is it's a different day at Basic Gospel, but, you know, the need for support for this ministry never ceases. And we are in the final days of our fiscal year, and we just want to implore our listeners, if Basic Gospel is making a difference for you, we need your help to keep this message on the air. If it's making a difference for you and for others, well, it's worth supporting. So we encourage you to make your gift today, friends. And as I said, it's the final month of our fiscal year, We ask you to help as much as possible. Help match this excellent $35,000 matching gift offer. Every dollar will be matched up to that amount. We have a long way to go to meet those budgeted needs, but your gift today will surely help. And Richard, you've talked about it as well, and we have, as I said, we have a way to go yet.
Yes, we do. In our June letter, we've communicated that very openly. You should be seeing that letter anytime if you haven't already. We'd like to see $200,000 in June. We're leaving it in God's hands. He's always been faithful through you, through us. We have no doubt that he will continue to be faithful. And, you know, we're not in a panic. We're not worried. We're just going to continue talking about Jesus because that's what we do.
Indeed.
And when you folks support this message, you are reaching into the lives of people who desperately need this truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it is the most awesome investment you can ever make.
Without question. It's a message that had a great impact in Jeannie's life, and all of our lives, but in Jeannie's life as well. So, friends, we encourage you. Go to basicgospel.net and click that big, broad donate link and join with us and help us meet this $35,000 matching gift. What a wonderful gift it is. Well, guys, we had a question. I guess we should go on and pose some questions here. This is from Rodney. He says, for my first 30 years of life, I didn't believe there was anything bigger than me. I now am new to the faith, but trusting is really hard. I've been experiencing what I call demonic attacks and have had paranoia and worrying. 2 weeks ago, all that disappeared, but I have no one to talk to. The people who have known me in the past don't believe that I've changed. New people don't seem to understand what I'm going through. Please put my question together for me. I'm very confused and have no one to talk to. That's from Rodney, who left a voicemail for us.
Well, that's an interesting question. And if Rodney, you're new to the faith, you just need to stick with the basics and let the truth of who Christ is and what Christ has done for you really just penetrate deep within that heart so that your mind can start being renewed. Truth sets you free. Error binds you. And for any of us, before coming to know Christ, our minds were filled with all kinds of error, and that created all kinds of pain and all kinds of hurt and all kinds of guilt and all kinds of fear. And for all of that to start disappearing, to start diminishing, we need to get our minds renewed with truth. And we just need to start with who is Jesus. And just start right there and allow the Word of God to teach you who Jesus really is, and then to teach you what he has actually accomplished for you. To come to the point that you know that all of your sins have been forgiven and that you're clean and holy and righteous in the sight of God. And then to realize that you're a child of God, that you have a new identity in Christ, that you're no longer, you know, whatever psychologists have labeled you, you're no longer your past tries to label you. You're new. You're a new creation in Jesus Christ. And so you have to let that truth really sink in. It's a process. It's not a magic wand that God waves over you so that, you're, everything's just different. It's a process. It's a growing in the grace of God and growing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So start with the basics. Let God really anchor you to the fact that you're a forgiven person and that you have a new identity in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And just let that truth begin to change and renew your thinking. And as you do, you'll be able to share more of what's going on inside of you with others. If you can, just find a church, get involved with other believers, and let them minister to you. Just sit and soak this good news of Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's from Rodney. And Rodney, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. It is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher calling from Israel. Richard Piper is here. I'm Bob Davis, and thank you for joining us, everybody. Now, Bob, talk a little bit about Israel. You are having a great time, you and Gina and that group.
Well, we are. We're having a fantastic time. We've been in the country for about a week. We started up around the Sea of Galilee. We looked at Jesus's ministry in Capernaum. We went up on the Mount of Beatitudes where Jesus would have given the Sermon on the Mount. We went to a place on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and this place just overwhelms me. It was Peter and the other disciples were fishing, and this was after the resurrection, and you know, they had kind of lost hope. They didn't know what was going to happen. So they said, we're just going to go fishing. We're just going to go back to our old living that we were doing before we met Jesus. And of course, Peter was feeling about as high as a snake's belly after denying the Lord three times.
Yeah.
And they're out fishing, and Jesus is on the shore, and he's cooked breakfast, and he calls out to them, and he says, have you caught any fish? And they said, no, we'll cast out on the other side. And they pulled in 153 fish. And Jesus said something else, and finally Peter recognized it was the Lord, and then he just went swimming toward the shore. And there Jesus restored Peter, and he said, I want you to feed my sheep. And he was just overwhelmed by the love of God. And that love is what compelled him to minister the good news, mm-hmm. to Jew, to Samaritan, and to Gentile. And I know for a lot of us in life, we feel like we've let God down, that we've done something so bad that he's disappointed in us. And this is a story that brings hope to all of us, that, you know, God is going to restore us. God is going to lift us up. God sees us in a completely different way than oftentimes we see ourselves. And when we get reconnected to how God sees us, then everything changes for us. So that was just a fantastic place. We went down to En Gedi, this beautiful little oasis in the desert where David hid out from Saul.
Yeah.
We went to Mount Nebo, where Moses died, up on that mountain, looking into the Promised Land. That was just a spectacular place.
Yeah, you were sharing that with Richard and me
before
the broadcast, and that sounded very exciting. You might detail that a little further for us.
Now, say that again.
Now, I was saying that you had shared that about Nebo with Richard and me before the broadcast, and it sounded very exciting what you were sharing, and you might detail it a little bit for us.
Well, it is just a spectacular place. And, you know, after 40 years of wandering in the desert, Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt toward the Promised Land, after 40 years, they finally make it to this place called Mount Nebo. And it's on the eastern side of the Jordan River. It's a high peak looking down on the Jordan Valley, looking across the Jordan River to the city of Jericho. And you can actually see some of Jerusalem from that vantage point. And it's just a beautiful spot. I mean, just an absolute gorgeous spot. But we spent a little time there talking about Moses and the courageous question he asked of God, you know, at Mount Sinai. He said, Lord, show me your glory. And we talked about what that meant and how we get to see the real glory of God in this new covenant in the face of Jesus Christ, and how God was faithful to Moses to actually allow him to see the glory of God in the face of Christ at the Mount of Transfiguration. And it was just a beautiful time of fellowship and really allowing the Word of God to really minister to us. You know, Moses was a servant in the house of God. He was kind of preparing the way for what we were going to experience in Christ Jesus. So he wanted to see the glory of God. God was gracious to him to show him the glory. But that was a foreshadowing of what we were going to experience in this new covenant, which is much more glorious than the old. So when we look in the face of Jesus Christ, we're seeing the full glory of God that could be revealed to us as human beings. And we get to know what God is like. So I think that was just a beautiful place to
kind of
put that together. And it was really meaningful and impactful for those who were with us on this particular trip.
Well, we're hoping that many others will go the next time we sponsor one of the trips to Israel. It is always a life-changing event, and Bob has been describing those things as we've listened here in the last few moments. And Bob and Richard and everyone, for those of you who are just tuning in and did not hear the announcement at the end of, at the beginning of the broadcast of the passing of our sweet Jeannie Thompson, we want to let you know that she passed from this life into the arms of Jesus a little bit after midnight on yesterday, as a matter of fact, early morning yesterday. And for those of you who would like to reach out and extend condolences to the Thompson family, you can address them by addressing a letter to the Thompson family or a card, Thompson Family, care of Basic Gospel, and the address is 751 Hebron Parkway, and it's Suite 310 in Louisville, Texas, and the zip is 75057. Again, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Also, there is a special website that has been put up where you can go and you can see the tribute to Jeannie. That's at basicgospel.net/Jeannie, and it's spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E, basicgospel.net/Jeannie. Well, guys, we're down to just a few moments before the end of the broadcast, and I want to squeeze this particular call in very, very quickly.
Hi, this is Wendy in Pleasant Hill, Oregon. I just heard today's broadcast on your radio archive. In regard to Barton's question about what happens to those who die before they hear the message of the gospel, specifically babies, I think Jesus answers this in Mark 10, verses 13 through 16. Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. There are passages in Matthew and Luke that say almost the same thing. What do you think?
Oh, that's a great, great question. And I think it really gets answered when we look at the character of God and the mercy of God. And I think as we look at that and we look at God's love of children through the eyes of Jesus, I think we're going to see those babies in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I think God is going to have them there with him. So I think the character of God really gives us a solid answer on that. Richard, do you have any thoughts?
No, I think you nailed it. Who is God, and what has he done for us? What would prevent him from dealing with children in the absolute most loving, most generous, kindest, just way imaginable? Just trust him. He's going to do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we know there's some prophecies in the Old Testament mm-hmm. that talks about the streets of Jerusalem being filled with children, and you know, that I think that's just a picture of what, you know, heaven is going to be like.
Yes, indeed.
It's going to be filled with those beautiful children indeed.
Absolutely. Well, Wendy, hope you're listening, and I hope that's a help to you. Friends, it is vital for so many reasons for Basic Gospel to be here every day. To keep the good news coming, Basic Gospel needs your prayers and your financial support. People need to hear that God loves them and has provided a full and abundant life for them. Your donation today will be doubled up to $35,000, that matching gift that we've received, and it's a wonderful gift. And every dollar that you give, as I said, will be doubled up to that $35,000. But we have a way even further than that to go before the end of the month, and we hope that you'll step up today and throughout the month, if at all possible. possible. Every gift will be doubled. Please help with your gift today. Donate at basicgospel.net. If you have a question before our next broadcast, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and all the ministry team, Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.